Good morning. Today we're going to talk about the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch that there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and it's a mitzvah mid'oraisa. So our questions of the day are as follows. Is there a minimum quantity that needs to be eaten in order to fulfill the mitzvah? Should we have a seudah on the day, multiple seudahs on the day? And what specifically should be eaten? So we have a number of questions to address today. So in fact, it's not only eating that is the mitzvah, but drinking as well. And the Minchas Chinuch is of the view that in fact, you need to eat or drink a minimum amount in order to fulfill the mitzvah. And he tracks it as follows, just like there is an Isser Doraisa that is punishable for eating or drinking on Yom Kippur in the amount of a kotevet, that's for eating. Kotevet is between a kazayis and a kabetza. It's the size of a date, approximately. And you have to eat it bichte achilas pras. It's not that you can eat it over hours and hours of the day. It has to be eaten. It's a machloket. What is the amount of time that it should be eaten within? Is it 2 minutes? Is it 3 minutes? Is it 4 minutes? So 2 to 4 minutes. So you'd have to eat a koteves bichte achilas pras, that amount of a date within 2 to 4 minutes. That would be the Isser D'oraisa, the punishable Isser D'oraisa on Yom Kippur. So too, he's of the view, this is the Minchas Chinuch, that the same thing applies to the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. It has to be in the minimum amount of a koteves, and it has to be eaten within no more than 2 to 4 minutes, ideally 2, but if necessary, 4 minutes. And he says the same thing when it comes to drinking. When it comes to drinking on Yom Kippur, the punishable Isser D'oraisa would be somebody who drinks a male lugmav, which is a cheekful. So too, you would have to drink in order to fulfill the mitzvah on Erev Yom Kippur of eating. It would have to be a male lugmav. So that is the amount, the minimum amount that would be required to fulfill the mitzvah. However, there are minhagim, there are certainly chassidim, anshei ma'isa, people who really want to be strict about this mitzvah, that they eat even small amounts, go around all day sucking a candy, so they're eating all day long. That is based on the ksav sofer, that with any eating or any drinking, even of the smallest amount, you are fulfilling a mitzvah. So there we have it, two practices, the Minchas Chinuch and others, that there is a minimum amount that is required. And on the other hand, we have that Chsav Sofer, who was of the view that it could be even the smallest amount. Now, when it comes to a Seuda, Minhag HaOlam is to have a Seuda Mafsekes, to have a meal before the fast starts. So we have challah, we wash, we have the Seuda Mafsekes. But in fact, many people, me included, have the Minhag to have an additional meal during the day that we wash for. Some have a Lechem Mishnah. And so we would have two meals accordingly, two full meals with washing during the day. Some people are makbi to be dressed in their Shabbos or Yontif clothing for the Su'udah as well, for the formality and the kavod of the mitzvah. Continuing in the various minhagim, we should, as we said in the Shulchan Aruch, he says that there's a mitzvah to eat u'leharbas b'seudah. So there are those who say that means, what does that mean? Leharbas b'seudah, have a lot, have a big seudah. It means, in fact, eat more than you normally do on a regular day. So we really have to go out of our way to make this a special festive meal that is significant, that is more than a normal day, normal meal. And as mentioned, dressed properly, ideally for Shabbos and Yom Tov. And there are those who have Lechem Mishnah, just like on a Shabbos and Yom Tov, two challahs, they would start off the meal with Lechem Mishnah. We do that in our family as well. Now, when it comes to what should be eaten, there is a minhag in many places to have fish on this day. And that's based on a medrash that brings the story of a certain tailor that spent a lot of money in order to buy fish for the special Seuda that he was having on Erev Yom Kippur. So accordingly, there's a minhag to also do the same and have fish during the meal. There's another very common practice, very common minhag that we do as well, that we have kreplach. Kreplach are, how am I going to explain this? Everyone knows what kreplach is, hopefully, but it's something that's enclosed in a wrapper of a mezonos. So it's a surprise inside is the concept here, that you have an outer mezonos, an outer wrap, and inside of it you'd have meat. The minhag is really to have chicken instead of meat on Erev Yom Kippur. And the concept here is that our Gzar Din should be a wonderful surprise in Mirchus, and that's what we want to replicate. So we have the hidden Gzar Din, which is the meat inside, the chicken inside, and on the outside is the wrapper. And we can't get to the underneath without unwrapping, obviously. And the tefillah should be that our Gzar Din, the decree that we have for the coming year, should be wonderful as it becomes disclosed in the days, weeks, and months to come. And other minhagim, we also avoid various types of food that can make it more difficult for us to fast. So, for example, we won't have garlic or eggs or milchic dishes. If you want to have some milk in your coffee or tea, that's a different story. That's fine. But to have heavy milchic items on the Erev Yom Kippur, or to have aged wine, etc., those would be avoided even throughout the entire day of Erev Yom Kippur. Mirtz Hashem, our Gzar Din should replicate the Kreplach, that it should be a wonderful Gzar Din with the year to come. Have a wonderful day.